Hello, new life series, educational series with Dr. Michael Lyman. Thank you for joining us. Hello, Rav Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. And here we're talking about communications lately, and we're focusing on the subject, the state of Israel in the international media. And the conversation today, we want to focus on the heart of the matter, not just here in Israel, but in the whole world. There's a place in the world that draws a lot of attention, and that's the Middle East. We would like to conduct a conversation about the future of the Middle East based on the integral approach. We'll be happy to hear your vision for the future of the Middle East, what benefits it can bring, or how you recommend advancing toward it. And to get into the atmosphere, to get into the right frequencies here, I want to imagine a convention, a conference, where Israel is leading this conference, and all the ambassadors from all the world come into this conference, and here we hear about solutions in this complex situation happening here in the Middle East. The nuclear weapons on the verge of spreading to all the countries in Egypt, the revolutions, Gaza, all the unrest. There's this whole new place that people doesn't know, nobody knows how to relate to it, what's going to happen tomorrow. And in this whole world stage, there's lots of people that are really suffering. Tons of people today that they don't have anything to eat. Their countries are just going up in smoke. They're under tremendous pressure at all levels, and the desperation in the Middle East is getting stronger wherever you put your finger. And this place, like I said before, pulls the attention of the entire world. It looks rotten more than ever. It's like a barrel of explosives. It's like some bull that's gone wild and we can't control it. We always had problems here, but today it looks like everything's reached an extreme point very quickly and affecting everything, and it's like a tower of cards that can just collapse and no one knows what to do. Because of the importance of this area for humanity, we wanted to focus on this direction today. Nitza, do you want to add anything? Maybe the first question is the vision. We want to hear in this convention there are all kinds of opinions and ideas how to deal with this current state. And where are we leading this Middle East? What's its future? And we want to hear based on your integral vision. Our vision is based on science, on understanding nature, on our research through which we see that all of nature at the end of the day is reducing us to an integral system where we're all dependent on each other more and more, connected to one another. It can be through media and other channels, but interdependence is more and more emphasized, standing out as a result of technological development and sociological development and everything we went through. We went through in the last 100 or 200 years, possibly the last few dozen years. Whether we like it or not, our development, our evolutionary development, is bringing us to connect. And we can't really deal with this connection. We have our ego, we have our pride that's growing. We're like kids in the playground fighting, and they don't understand that there's no choice. We can run away from this playground, but we're in it. And we also can't destroy one another. And if we destroyed one another, we don't know if it will be so good for the person who comes out on top, because you can't come out clean out of this game. Therefore, we need to understand, first of all, to take upon ourselves this plan that exists in nature, to bring all of humanity in general, and especially these areas that are the special focus areas, like the Middle East, which has three religions and even more. There's Baha'is, there's lots. But religions and inclinations from that sort of life of the Bedouins and the sheikhs that live, and the communists, the socialists, capitalists, all the varieties and everything that's here. We have no place in the entire world that is so small and so varied, that it includes so many different flavors, that really presents here all of humanity. And it's truly, you can say it's not random. Just not so long ago, this place was in Greece and Rome, and then it came back to us, that we're truly here as some type of point, central point of civilization that must now solve the problem of the existence and the future of the entire world. So, of course, we can advance how we're advancing through our egoistic urges without taking into account other people's considerations. We can also destroy each other, or we can agree with the fact that nature is controlling all of us, and to the extent that we resist, not to one another, but to the extent that we resist to the general plan of nature, and that we're all really losing out, and big time. And in this Middle East where that has everything, it can hold the whole world here. It can give energy, food, culture, education, a future for the whole world. And instead of that, it becomes a place of destruction, a place where, just like a fire in the field, the fire is spreading to the entire world. So we have to somehow reach a point of common ground and connect ourselves. And only through that plan, that's not built on some principle of someone, some specific person here in the Middle East. Everyone's justified according to their ego. That's clear, and there's nothing to argue about. If I'm Sunni or Jewish or just Arab or Bedouin or Christian, or a Muslim, or an Orthodox Jew, or an Orthodox Christian, of course I would be right, I would justify myself, I would be right and the others would be wrong. But in this case, we're not going to reach the integral world, we're going to resist the general plan of nature, and we're all going to suffer. And we see that those regimes that look stable, like in Egypt or in Syria, it's so many years, dozens of years, that they have this regime in place. And the future of Turkey and Iran, all those sheikhs, all those Arab leaders, from the Persian Gulf, they also don't feel safe at all, because what is all their money and oil and some strong commando army like Hezbollah can come in and turn the whole country upside down? How many millions? There's millions there that don't know how to fight and aren't capable of protecting themselves. So we see that the Middle East is the most unstable point in each and every detail in every country. There's this situation, and also the entire region. So to promise ourselves not destruction, but existence, we have to reach a compromise. to a point of balance between us. And that's called that we put nature, that we're putting the plan of nature, its reasoning, above all of us. And it's really worth it for us to remember maybe our starting point, our common starting point, even in religion, that we all come out of one place. However, anyone analyzes it for themselves, for their family, for their region, okay, fine. Explain it any way you like, but still, this point, the central point was the point of connection and love. And that's also at the foundation of all the religions. At least that's what is written. So we can see that there is some foundation, previous foundation for everyone, for Christians, Muslims, and Jews. And all the religions and faiths, they all founded on love and connection. What our ego did with it later that is completely anti-religious, against the country, against life in general, that our ego transforms us to wild beings and pushes us to fight. Like little kids in the playground or in kindergarten, we need to understand that here we really need to recognize two trends. On the one side, nature has a trend to bring us to connection, and we really need to connect properly. Love will cover all crimes. That's the one hand. And our prophets spoke about this, all the religions. And we need to still go back to the first source. On the one hand, nature is advancing us to connect, and we see that this is happening from its side in all areas and all levels, everything we deal with in our world. And on the other hand, man's nature is coming against that. It's destructive. It's pushing us to argue, to war, to hatred, to destruction. And of course, in all those religions, it's also written about that, that there's a good side and a bad side, that on the one hand, that on the side of God or Allah, whatever you call it, and on the other side you have the serpent. And we need to deal with these two forces. And dealing means that we impact one another, that the good force, let's raise it above the bad force. We can't get rid of these two forces. We can't correct man. We can't. That's our bad inner nature. And on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're in a system, we're in the system of nature, its laws, which are always approaching us and pressuring us to be more closed off, to be closer, to be more connected to each other, even special with each other. And here we're dealing with two systems, the inner system inside of us, which is jealousy, lust, pride, controlling, and an external system that is talking about the fact that everyone's connected and dependent on each other, and we can't get away from that. And we're living in a situation where these two systems are developing very quickly, one against the other. So we who are between these two systems, the inner system that's developing within us like a burning fire of the ego, and another system that's approaching us and closing us in from all sides, like in one room, one playground, is really like in one cage, in one cell. We're in a very pressurized state, and we only have two options from this pressure. Either we're going to begin a full-out war to allow our inner egoistic system to break out, And this happens in our world because we're so frustrated and we're making the wrong calculations, but we're just breaking out. And unfortunately, we're seeing that the whole world is inclined to that, and also in our area. And we also need to remember that we're in the most ancient civilizations of the world. We're special in the fact that we have a very old basis, culture, education, a very ancient foundation. And we are losing it by being in unfounded hatred, and we're realizing this hatred, all the money, all the power, and all our minds, all our development, we're directing really like those kids in the playground, how to take advantage of one another, and we're living in great fear and with lack of everything. And in the Middle East, instead of having everything, and you could have the richest area in the world, because in all our countries we have everything we need. We have culture, education, we have energy sources, agriculture. We're not short of anything. We have water, we have the ocean, we have everything. We can be truly the central place of for everyone, for the whole world, and give the whole world an example of what to do. Like the world began from this area, all of civilization, that it won't end up in this region as well, all of civilization, but rather that it will bloom and provide an example to all of humanity, and all of humanity will connect with us in circles and circles, more and more external circles around us. To realize this, we need explanations that we still... We need to explain to all the nations in all our countries.
Afghanistan.
From Afghanistan and right up to Morocco, in this entire area, we need to begin explaining that from the side of nature what we have to do. And what will happen if we don't implement the laws of nature? Always in the smart Middle East countries, or Arabic countries, or Israel, the smart ones were always leaders. They were great. Until today, we're proud of these smart people that we had throughout history. They were truly, with their opinions, they would change the direction of development. Now let us start. Let us go after the intelligent ones, the intelligent nature, this, so we can learn what the laws of nature are forcing us to do, and not go without any brain after our urges. So there's no one here who's more right or less right. There's no one here can succeed more or succeed less, but rather research and education and implementation and results, they're all dependent on everyone, and everyone is equally needs to participate and enjoy the results. And therefore, everything is dependent on education. We need to change our education. We need to educate all the nations that the wars are not helping and that they only bring us down. that a government that is based on power cannot be eternal, because these forces will always overcome one another, and the balance between the forces can only be eternal. That's always correcting itself, that's always becoming more and more balanced. But the fact that
it
can succeed and maintain itself, also the balance between forces, it's like in our inclination we want to destroy one force and bring another force. In nature there's two forces that have a balance between them, and actually the balance between them gives birth to life. So if we want to succeed in creating new life between us, also at the level, the social level, the national level, political, we need to reach a balance between the forces and see in this balance the middle line, in other words, we need to attain the foundation point of everyone. So we need to build precisely now, where we see that in every country there's two opposite forces. In every country, look what's happening in Syria, in Egypt, in every place, in Turkey, everywhere. One person controls the other doesn't really agree, but the minute he's just waiting for it, he wants to turn it over to his power. We need to, from the beginning, go on connection between these two forces, that they complement one another, that they complete one another. That has to be our direction. Completing these two forces. There's no good and there's no bad or right or wrong, just in the middle, always in the middle. We need to see the balance. And how do we maintain it? That no one pulls to some direction of his own, but rather everyone, through education, begin to see the middle as the necessary stable point, the only stable point, the only single point that we can spread in every place, and this will be the foundation for the new Middle East, and in that we'll provide an example for everyone. If we go to the next stage now of a speech, I would explain to them a little bit some more stages of how to implement it, that we need to first make a main PR office, one office. I don't care if it's in Jerusalem or in Jordan or Saudi Arabia, or it doesn't matter. It can be in a neutral place. It doesn't matter where. And there we are shaping the plan, the educational plan, not learning, but rather educational. That in that we understand that through education we are going to build people, the new people, who will be matching nature, not to anything else. How to be integral, how to be connected above all gaps, that these gaps we will not be able to erase no matter how many wars we have, we won't be able to erase them. Precisely the opposite. Only by not repressing anyone, but through education, I don't want to even say persuasion. Persuasion is something that's also repressing. There's no repression, just proof, examples. workshops, the events that people participate in and understand the benefits of connecting. And all of the media belong to this, TV, movies, everything we have influences humans, that we begin in this manner gradually to penetrate all the media and gradually begin through them. Of course, it's specific for each country and every culture or educational channel. It's a very important system and very complex, but that's how it has to work, to see its vision, that in each and every stage people are under the influence of this educational system, and they become more and more, have a tendency to connect with one another, to put up with one another. To be in mutual understanding in every situation, that they understand that they're different, and despite the differences, above it I build a bridge. In the family, in, with the kids, with the neighbors, with parties, I'm always above, above, above the gaps between us. All crimes will be covered by love. That must be our motto. And then we will see in each and every country all the different trends will calm down, all the different. We'll start to understand that nature has two forces, a plus and a minus, north, south, it doesn't matter. And the balance between them, that's where we get life from. In humanity, only in the balance between them, this is where I will find our life. And this is what we need to reach. Why? Because it's the plan of nature. What do we achieve with this? We achieve the new man, the new human being that's made up of two forces inside him. And then he rises between these two forces. He uses both of them correctly, love and hatred, to raise himself, to build himself. He understands the proper way to use the force of good and the force of bad, that they complement one another, to the extent that each evil inclination is always developing more and more. He'll know how to complete the bad in him through the education that we're providing him with. And he'll know how to build himself in the middle. We're not erasing anything inside a person. We're not forcing anything on anyone. We're not criticizing anyone. Not on any civilization or nation or anything like that. We're providing them with the means, with the tools to bring everyone into balance in their good or their bad, their two inclinations, and bring balance between them. And the point of balance of any person or party or country or group, this is how it brings itself to the point of balance, and these points of balance can be in connection that nature is demanding of us to be connected. And in this, they are in balance with nature. So we only need one thing here: to agree that we're going according to the laws of nature, to slightly change our behavior, to save ourselves from the general destruction in the Middle East that is full of weapons like no other place, biological, chemical, and atomic and everything. We have no choice. We are respectable people, civilized, from ancient civilizations. And we need to make an account of what we've accomplished so far. That's what I would say. In development, you understand, we have from the side of implementation. Implementation is the same in each country or region. It will be relatively similar by using this educational system, this system for explaining. Before we implement it, we look at the Middle East and we see this whole process that the Middle East is going through in the last 2 years mainly, what we call the Arab Spring, of huge, huge leaders. You reminded me. They were. You said that you can't govern in force. It's not eternal, and we're starting to see the expression of this. So I would like to maybe. It really helps a person that he sees something happening in front of him, which is already happening, and it begins to connect to the logic, the reasoning of what you're saying. So if you could explain. No, I don't deal with politics. No, also no, I don't understand what's happening in every place. I don't want to get into it. But the trend is clear. Also, to begin personally, going into details, each one and one, it's not nice. I'm coming from above, and I want to explain. I want to explain to them that I'm coming from the side of nature, and that I'm not Jewish or Muslim or Christian or anything. I'm coming from the side of nature and presenting them with a program, a goal, an evolutionary program that's not dependent on people or what he wants or what he thinks, but it's above us. So if we join it, we will find a place there with security and all good and peace. And there we will, each of us, be able to realize ourselves, not by destroying one another, because we see there's nothing like that. Each of us wants to eat the other one up, but rather to reach a compromise. Not that I'm saying to them that each one has to bend themselves, each one has to minimize himself, but I'm saying there's no choice from the side of nature, not to go on the bad side or through our ego, not to look who's right and who's wrong. We're all right, and it's always like that. In all the countries, in all politics, in all parties, and every person also within himself. We have to get rid of this point. With it, we'll never reach any kind of standard of living or life, secure life. So I don't want to give them examples that they themselves know when I talk to intelligent people, what's happening in each country and what's happening in all these streams. I'm not a professional. I don't want to explain it. I'm coming to explain the law of nature, that there's no choice but to realize it. Or the other option is simply to allow the evil force to overcome us and will bring incredible destruction where they're tasting a bit of it right now and it can be much, much worse. That's it. The truth is that I was also talking about the phenomena that explains the law of nature. We see it. There's nothing static. It's one time like this, one time like that. We shouldn't let our ego go wild. That's it. It's the evil inclination that is truly taking all of us and putting us into this fight, and it's happy, the ego, but we're just suffering. Look what's happening in Syria, in Tunis, Algeria, in Egypt. It can spread more and more. It's like a wildfire. And so it's really worth it for us to think about what nature is presenting as a solution. And that's above us. I would like to jump forward. Let's jump. You're speaking of the wildfire because it's really the symbol explaining the Middle East today. There's a lot of destruction. Let's disconnect from that, from this whole Middle East that we know today, and we'll go forward with you in the process. Can you draw for us the future picture based on the integral vision, assuming that we began this process in the whole Middle East that develops in people, in all the countries and cultures and all the religions, like you said, we've begun the process of the new integral vision. How will the Middle East look? Can you draw this picture for us, this image? I think that every country will live within its borders, even though these borders are open. But still, we have borders of culture, of language. I don't look forward. And that's also erased. The near future is that each and every person implements within himself the integral education and is always maintaining the development of the middle line to be between, to allow love to be above hatred, and in that is educating the people, and this is how we're getting into a connection between us. And we're beginning to think about the blooming, the advancement in education, culture, and especially the development of men, the good relations, the finances. And in that, each of us can find satisfaction that it's not happening like now, like we're seeing now in the Middle East, that everyone's afraid for their life. In each and every country, you have there they're hanging people in Iran, and there they're killing them and burning them in Syria, and in the Saudi Arabia, God knows what, and in Egypt, dozens are being killed every day in all kinds of interactions. We need to search inside ourselves and our roots. The wise relation to life. A wise way of behaving, which exists in the Middle East orientation. To attempt to first and foremost see how this education brings each individual. What changed? I don't think there'll be drastic changes, but through education and only as a result of education, we need to advance forward. Anything that just comes, that people jump, gathers a few people together and starts to change the government or whatever, it won't be accepted. We need to control with this education and all the governments have to agree to it, that this is what we need to do now. Anyone who goes against this education or does any act that's outside this integral education is our common enemy. We need to really, with force, to bring him down from the place where he wants to rise above everyone. And he wants to bring us new methods or some new acts, initiatives. In other words, only to the extent that education that's inside the people, in each and every nation, we can, through this, make changes, social changes, financial changes, in everything, only to the extent that we change inside. What do you mean? If I feel like changing something, I need to see that it stems only from us becoming more connected, that it's causing connection. That it's bringing about correction, that it matches nature. And only in this manner, if I relate to life, I succeed. And that is why education has to be very, very strict, that we obligate everyone. It has to be obligatory for everyone, for all streams, for the whole Middle East. Everyone has to go through this education. Whoever connects to this will gradually begin to enjoy this perfection, this peace. With this education, of course, we can close gaps in incomes, in culture, education, and in general between people. This brings us into balance in every way. How do you see the cooperation between countries? It's very natural. It's also going to develop through education. Not that we make all these agreements that we sign. It won't come from politics. It'll come from the recognition that it's worth it for us to carry this out, because again, it's bringing about connection between us and making us more in balance with nature. So anything that comes and connecting us with nature and adjusting ourselves to nature, anything like that is blessed. And then we can get into agreements and collaboration, especially what we see in agriculture. What we need first and foremost for people's lives, the technical, technology, agriculture, all those things, to make life easier for the individual. And that's it. Yes, Nitza. When you began to speak about how worth it it is, I started to think about the citizens of the people. How is it going to impact them? We know that there's very great problems today. How is it going to influence their daily life? If we put all our knowledge and ability together, we will be able to make a thriving place here, Garden of Eden. We're not short of anything: water, energy sources, land. Today, with our technologies, we can provide everyone with food, we can build anything, we have no housing problem or food problem or health, or all these things have a foundation. This foundation has to spread and can only spread on the condition that there's good relations between people. But truly, it's not like we're coming to some place in Africa where nobody knows how to read or write, where nobody has anything, where people don't know how to deal with it. Actually, the Middle East is a place where, and people understand this life. They can use it properly. We need to add to them, of course, how to relate to everything. But at the end of the day, we have a foundation, a very good foundation for making a change. How do we overcome the gaps between the different perspectives? We really look at things differently. We're thinking only about the fact that we don't harm one another, and we're thinking of the good life, the safe life, and that we need to share it with everyone. That's it. A standard of living, rational standard of living for everyone. And each one needs to rise above his ego, because in that he will for sure receive everything. That he doesn't live from getting up in the morning and thinking, who do I have to beat, who do I have to kill, etc. But he gets up to know that he gets up to a new world, to a good life, a balanced life with his neighbors, with those people that were his enemies. He's building the family, education, culture, and everything in his home with everything that he needs to exist. First of all, we need to think about that. Control at the end of the day in the situation today does not bring. We see that the financial world, why is it being destroyed? Because it used to be through power. I have all the riches, I have everything, but today you don't. Today it's starting to escape through our fingers. All the results of power, control, we see that it's not happening. What's the end of all these emperors? We see that they don't have a good end, any of them. Why? Especially in the Arab countries. If in Europe or Russia, there's a law. You take someone down, it's interesting. It's from Stalin's time. You take someone down, you don't kill him. You don't throw his family out. They get a good pension. They get a good place to live and everything. He might have been the highest person, like Gorbachev or whoever. Why? Because they're afraid for themselves. So that's what they did in Russia. And why the countries around Russia are still connected to it. Because in Russia, it was a very tough and special law. Even if we throw someone out of government, like in Egypt, Mubarak, we don't kill him, we don't do anything, we send him off to have a pension, his family has a home, some nice place. It's interesting. All the kids and grandchildren use this vacation place that the current government uses. And the ones that threw them out of government, they also use the same vacation places. So what's the idea? The idea is that I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to start killing people around me that could be against me, when I'm in charge. But I know that if they take me down, they take me down. They take me out of government. But if I'm in a place and I suddenly they discovered that I stole or something, that's another story. Then jail and everything. But if I was just a leader, I'm on the side, but with all the privileges, almost all the same privileges that I had. It's very smart what they did. Otherwise, they would kill like crazy there. But in the Arab countries, they didn't do that. And we, in this education, are actually reaching a state where a person has nothing to be afraid of. He has nothing to be afraid of from today to tomorrow. Because the integral education is for everyone. It connects everyone. With the integral education, you are apparently those leaders that we have today. They're interested in the integral education because it brings down all the stress between the countries. It takes the foundation out of your opposers and from him as well. He also becomes not one-sided in his one-sidedness. But it's truly, it balances the forces. I have a question about balance of forces. We're talking about the Middle East. We can't ignore the fact that the Middle East is a very extreme area. In other words, the radicalness, extremeness, there's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. How facing these forces and the people getting carried away to all kinds of the most aggressive places you can imagine. How can you see a place where a person, society, these countries control this tremendous anger? It's like we're sitting on these waterfalls. These volcanoes, people are committing suicide, they're giving up their lives. That's also done through education. It's not that they're like that. Man is born with an evil inclination. But the assertiveness and everything, it comes from nature. Nature added that to each person. They connected them together and gave them a goal. And education gave them in their lives. And so we need to see how much the education is, how powerful education is, and also our education can balance it out. How can it? It's like you're taking out of the entire planet, you're putting a finger on the place where it's the greatest challenge, because here it's a place of recognition of evil. There's no success. What do you mean? Because even if whatever you do, you will not be able to reach a state that there will be completion between the people, that people here will make up between them. We can see it in Syria. In Syria, you don't even have a war between Christians and Arabs, but it's inside the Islam, and they even hate each other more. They hate more. So it's possible. It's possible to do it, to begin to change. There's lots of people, intelligent people, thinking people, that understand that there's no choice. There's people like that. I don't know how to approach them. But you started from a point where let's say that we make a convention like this. But to approach such a convention, I think we need to do dissemination in virtual networks in all the languages. I still want to ask about this point that I'm raising here, not how it will be implemented or that there's many positive forces in the Middle East, like you said now, people that understand the trends and everything. I'm not asking from there. I'm asking about the education challenge that you see, that if I bring you two groups, I bring you two groups of kids. One group of kids is calm, and another group of kids that are completely aggressive. And you're saying that the education approach that you're presenting here, this integral vision for the Middle East, is talking about these two forces working in a person, love and hate. They both exist, and you want to find a balance point between them. But when I bring you to a group of kids, that the hate between them is at the highest volume, can you still see them balancing them out? Not in the practical level, a conceptual level. When I show you the eruptions of hatred, the negative, the greatest negative forces here in the Middle East between people, these most extreme trends. Can you hear as well? Can you say to me that this approach of not destroying anything but just to balance it with a positive force, will it also work for these extreme situations? It has to, yes, because it's from nature. What do you mean? All these forces are forces of nature that we humans have to balance. We are in the middle. A person is that middle place where the two forces connect, positive and negative, and look at the general image of man where all the bad in humanity and all the good in humanity, and he still has to accept both of them, not to delete either of them, and to bring it into balance. That's the goal. And if you go and say those bad forces, we have to delete them, erase them, then you yourself, you don't have the right approach. There's no bad, and there's no good. All the bad has to be balanced with good, and it, in its importance, is no less than good. Why? Because it helps us reach balance. And without the bad, life doesn't exist. If the moment a man's body, the forces that clean the body, that resist going into all the bad influences, that don't clean the body of all the garbage, don't work, the body won't be able to deal as a living thing. And the allegory in society, a lot of good is better than a bit of bad. Even in food, say, a few poisonous things do not damage the body like lots of good things. You mean like overdoing it? Yes. The balance is the point. So don't treat the world like there's something excessive here. Only we need to balance it. We only need to use it properly. I don't have a point. I don't have a place where I can look in advance. I can look at something beforehand as negative. I accept human society as a field of work. And that's what we have. And it's up to me how from this field something good will come out. Our time is up. So save your question for the next conversation. Thank you, Rav Lyman. Thank you, Nitza Mazoz. Thank you for being with us. Until next time, all the best.